Hey guys, it's Coach Judith here. Coming in for your daily live. So I'm just going to talk for the first couple of minutes to make sure that everything. Hey, Katrina. All right. Yay. Look, oh my goodness, this is my first live as a coach. I have done lives on my personal page, but never one for no BS. Super excited to be here. This microphone, can y'all hear me okay? This microphone is not connected. I am in between coachings this morning. I just got off with my 11 o'clock. Cheryl, I'm gonna mention your name today if that's okay. Can y'all let me know? Can y'all hear me? I see that lots of people are watching and saying good morning, but I haven't seen. Can you hear me? Oh, all right. Good morning from Delaware. Good morning. Yay, can you hear me? Hear you great. Thank you, Kara. That's the first one to come in. Sound is great. Awesome. So good. All right. So this morning, my challenge for you guys is one that is. It has been the best gift that I have ever given myself with my weight loss journey. I mean, I have given myself tons of gifts, but learning to close the kitchen has been the foundation for me and how I really learned so much about urges. So now I'm like very distracted by the comments, so I'm just going to focus up here. So here's what an urge is. I'm going to keep it really simple. I'm going to talk to y'all like you're my friends. I'm not going to try to talk to you life coachy. An urge is just a conditioned response. That's all it is. It's a habit that is formed, and it's such an unconscious thought, an unconscious thing that happens. You've done it so many times before. It's just a chemical reaction in your brain. You may find yourself in the kitchen, and you're like, you don't even realize it, and you're like putting, the nuts in your mouth or the popcorn or the chips. I mean, and as I was thinking about teaching you all about urges, and because I started closing the kitchen very early on in my weight loss journey with no BS, I really had to tap into what it was like before. So this is like 3.5 years ago before I worked on closing the kitchen. And so, I was eating ice cream at night. I was eating popcorn at night. I mean, I'm just going to be honest. I was eating whatever I wanted at night without a thought. But yet I was always wanting to lose weight and just really didn't have awareness of why I was eating these foods, because it tasted good, because I wanted it. Just like you guys. And so it's been really super helpful for me to pause and think about what it was like before I had awareness. So when I learned to close the kitchen, it was an agreement I made with myself. It was nothing fancy. I just decided that I was going to feed myself nutritious food, and then after I finished dinner, I was going to close the kitchen. And usually for me, that's around 6:30 or 7. And it cleaned up, if you will, my evening urges. So like I said, this was so long ago that I implemented this, and it has been like the foundation where I learned that I could do this, sit in hunger, feel my urges, and be successful in my weight loss journey. So I feel like I'm talking. So this is just a conditioned response. So there's nothing scary going on. It's just some chemicals firing in your brain. So I wanted to draw, and again, here I go. This is true. And now if I have dessert, I will have it with my meal. That's a great question. I'm sorry, I'm balancing y'all. I have dessert with my meal, but On a regular basis, no. I choose not to. I really concentrate on having foods that feel good in my body. I do consider myself an athlete, and I'm always looking for performance. So that's, I will scroll back through the questions in a minute. So I wanted to give just a quick diagram, and I may not even be able to do it. So, y'all, live, right? Live. Here we go. I've got the handy dandy board. So, you have a thought, and you have a feeling. Oh, and it's backwards. I am so sorry. Right here is where you're going to pause. Okay, here's your do line. And here's your feeling. You're going to feel the urge, and you're going to stop right here. That's all it is. I wanted this to be really linear for you guys, because if you're doing the thought work, I'm sorry, it's backwards. But if you're doing the thought work and you can see it on paper and you are documenting this and you write like you were thinking, I just want it, knowing you've made the commitment, you've decided you want to close the kitchen and you have a thought, I just want it. You feel the urge. Draw the line. Like, give yourself this boundary, like this mental, just a mental line to see it visually before you do. This is where you make your choice. You can sit with it and figure it out, or you go to the kitchen and get the food. This is where all your power is in between your F and your D. Okay. So, I'm catching up with myself here. I'm going to talk to you like you're my friends. I'm just going to keep it real. So I mentioned Cheryl. And this is the reason you want to print out your urge sheets and why they're so important and why this is important. So I have a pre-urge worksheet. I'll link these with the video. I have the pre-urge and the successful urge worksheet printed out. Your brain loves to finish the request. So you have a thought, you feel the urge, you draw the line in your mind, and you think before you act. Here's where your pen and paper come in handy and when you're going to write about it. Because an urge is a chemical cocktail, lasts 90 seconds. Before it can like flush through your body. It's you will feel that urgency. Urges feel urgent. They're not like a fleeting thought. That might come later for if you have more awareness. It could be a fleeting thought. Like that for me, right now I'm 3.5 years into my journey. For me, like they might even go by and I don't even notice them anymore. So I know I have thoughts, but I'm just like, they don't have stickiness with me. So writing about it, documenting it, you could tick it off on a piece of paper. You could, Cheryl gifted me this neat little jar. Maybe you've heard of urge jars. And with these little cute little things, they have little trees, like Corinth trees on them. And you just, every time you have a successful urge that you don't act on, you just put the little bead in there. And your brain likes that. Your brain likes to close the thought, close the loop, if you will. So I hope I'm not giving you too many options, because my call to action is getting ready to come up. And it doesn't involve this, but I encourage this too. Whatever works for you, there are no wrong ways to do it. Here's what the urge sheet's going to help you with. It's going to create awareness, and you're going to understand what you're thinking. And it's going to allow you to differentiate between having mental hunger and physical hunger. You're going to learn to check in with your body, because these sheets ask you, I wanted, I thought, I felt. And you're going to break down the think, feel, do cycle. And that's where I want y'all to have the line for yourself, the visual line before you put anything in. Like literally, I would catch myself in the kitchen and be like, why am I in the kitchen? I'm not hungry. Why am I holding this popcorn in my hand? Like I would say it out loud. Why am I holding this popcorn? I'm not hungry. So that like it just kept bringing it down, kept talking to myself, just talking to myself all the time. And it's also important, you guys, when you talk to yourself, to talk kindly to yourself, like your best friend, your kind best friend, okay? Or, you know, a child, maybe your neighbor's child, okay? Maybe, you know, that's a better reference. If you were at a nice restaurant and someone was doing something and you would talk kindly to them, that's how you need to talk to your urges. You can be strong, but you can also be firm and kind at the same time. You don't want to be disappointed or, you know, you want to come at your urges with a place of curiosity and openness and willingness to figure this out. So I taught you a little bit about what an urge is and that it's a cocktail. It's just some chemicals going in your brain. It's a conditioned response. I told you about my story. I closed the kitchen every night. One part of the story that I want to tell you and how I really cleaned this up. Last fall, my husband was spending a lot of time. He takes care of his disabled brother like three nights a week. And my kids were gone. That was rare. And I was spending a lot of time alone, a lot of time alone. And I found myself eating popcorn again. Like, I knew, you know, I wasn't even really justifying it as much as I was like, okay, well, this is okay. It's just popcorn, right? It's air popped. It's okay. All the things, just like you guys. But I still didn't like it. It was in the back of my mind because I had been closing the kitchen. I mean, this is how cleaning up my popcorn habit became so easy. So I'm in life coach school and we had to track our habits. And I thought, I'm going to do this. And I literally sat with a piece of paper and I just wrote down the time and what I was thinking. And I was thinking like, I'm thinking about popcorn, you know, how was I feeling? And I think if I hadn't done all the work, you know, being 3 years into this, I was able to tap into what I was really feeling was lonely and that I was sad. And that was just super telling for me because I'm like, well, of course I'm lonely. Of course I'm sad. I spend a lot of time home alone. And I was really able to give myself a lot of compassion and to just kind of be with myself and just own my feelings and allowed my feelings. I didn't resist. And this is super important too. When you're feeling your feelings, to not... You want to feel your feelings. You want to flow into them. You want to allow and not restrict and hold back. Because if we resist our feelings, there's an old saying, what you resist persists. So allowing the feelings in the moment. So that first night that I tracked my urges, I think I tracked like 17 times. I watched the movie, Reese Witherspoon's first movie. I think it's called The Man in the Moon. That sweet story with that young boy. Anyway, and so I'm watching this movie, tracking my urges. And I got like 17. The next night, I was home alone again. I tracked 5 urges. And by the third night, they were gone. And that was just super powerful. Again, I want to tell y'all, like I'm 3 years into this. This will not, I don't expect this to be for you, but this is why it's such a gift and why if I was selling you guys on urges and doing the work, that's why I am so behind you guys printing out the worksheets, closing the kitchen tonight, sitting with your thoughts and feelings, writing this stuff down and figuring this out for you because it is an amazing gift. It is right there. It's just right there. And not only you'll be able to translate this into other areas, like when you are trying to work through your afternoon time, and you don't have, you're thinking, I would like to give up my afternoon snack. What would that be like? Or it just increases your awareness. And it helps you differentiate. I think I said that too, about physical versus mental hunger. You know, there are two feelings, right? You can be hungry in your brain, thinking you're hungry, but then there's what true hunger feels like in your stomach. Okay. So the call to action. Print the sheets. Close your kitchen. Define it. You're going to feel decisive. You're going to feel firm. You're going to feel curious. You're going to have thoughts of figuring this out and that you can do this. I expect you could hold your model over here, your thoughts, and allow them, and you can still move forward. Move forward. You can do this. So I'm going to see. There are so many things, and yes, that was a good movie with Reese Witherspoon. Track each wave. Oh, that's cool. I love that too. Bowls of popcorn. Y'all, as a coach, I'm going to tell you, I never knew that popcorn was not only my favorite food, but so many other people's too. Let's see. Close the kitchen. It's a mental closure, a decision point. Love seeing that. Yes, you can close the kitchen for yourself. Here's Sharon asks, can I close the kitchen just for myself? I have two older boys and a toddler. Ooh, it's impossible to close the kitchen completely. Okay. You are closing it for you, period. Whatever that looks like for you. I can tell you, for me, like, my kids are 22 and 24, and I have my boomerang, I call her. My 24-year-old has moved back home because she was furloughed from her job in New York, so she's back home. But, like, not only when I close the kitchen, like, I wipe the counters, I clean the sink, I sweep the floor, the kitchen is closed. Now, they can go in there all they want and do all the things. So I would offer that to you. Hope that's helpful, Sharon. O'Day. Dishwasher loaded, coffee just, yes, Amanda, I love that. Never a snack night. Good job, Deanna, I love that. Somebody's asked a question, and somebody said, that's a great question. Yeah, I love that. Oh, please, you know what, if you have a chalkboard in your kitchen, right, kitchen is closed. The kitchen is closed, I love it. There's some cute graphics out there on Pinterest for the kitchen is closed. And it is, oh my gosh, closing the kitchen is a simple concept with huge exponential payoffs. Exponential. So, oh, somebody says, who is this? It's Coach Judith. right there. That's how I close the kitchen. And I could just tell myself, like, you know, it doesn't have to be cleaned. I just know for me, it means the concept I want you guys to know is there's no eating. It's not an option. It's not on the table. And what else this opens up for you, like, there's going to be so much time when you create this new habit for yourself moving forward, whether you might find this helpful in your weight loss journey. It opens up so much free time with you for yourself. Like, so now when my husband is home, we go for walks after dinner. We read books, personally develop. I also am someone who might go to bed about 8:30, 9 o'clock every night. I get up at 5:30 in the morning. I have clients coming up. Let's see. I'm going to just scroll. Thanks for being here, y'all. So everything, you've already printed the workbook and the tracker. That's good. Deanna, your name has come across twice. How do you manage an open planned kitchen in the center of home. I mean, it's you're closing the kitchen in your mind, right? Whatever, if you, you know, have a little ritual, try sweeping and cleaning. This is for you. Just because you have, I have an open floor plan as well. You know, you will figure it out. It's a thought. That's all. It's just a thought. I'm going to scroll down to the bottom, see what y'all got. What about in the morning? I'm furloughed at home. You can close the kitchen in the morning. You can close the kitchen anytime you want. You use this how what works for you, as long as you're learning awareness around your thoughts. You are getting an understanding of who you are, and you are creating a process that works for you, and you're talking kindly to yourself. Older kids, you know, that's going to be some really good learning opportunities if other folks are like eating popcorn and you're not. You can choose to stay in the room or you can choose not to. It's up to you. But sitting there with your journal and these papers is money. This is gold. Let's see. Like having, I don't know, somebody's talking about teeth cleaning. I don't know what that's about. All right. All right, I'm going to go. Good luck, ladies. Your call to action is to print the sheets and close the kitchen. Share what you learn. We'll be looking for you in the Facebook group. And I hope y'all have a good day. Bye. We'll see if I can do this.